What is good, y'all? It's your boy Biggie Smores back at you with another episode of the Biggie Smores Show. In today's episode, I'm going to fill you in a little bit more about my personal life, how things are going. We're going to talk a lot about shoes today, though. But please go subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. That's how we can get up in the ratings and that. Give me feedback. Let me know what you think. You can always hit me up on social media. It's at Biggie Smores. That's at @BIGGIE_SMORES. But without further ado, let's get into this. Visit MidwesternGentleman.com to discover what it means to live the Great Lakes good life. Whether it's diving into the Detroit hip-hop scene, profiling up-and-coming distilleries, or just sharing stories of artists throughout the Great Lakes area, MidwesternGentleman.com brings it all to life for you. Visit the .com and search for them on your favorite social media platform. Midwestern Gentleman, live the Great Lakes good life. So as far as things are going for me right now, things are good. Most likely I'm going to be laid off through the end of May here still. Hoping that things change, but we'll see. But things have been good. I've been trying to do some different stuff to keep my mind at bay, keep things organized. We've been able to interact with family a little bit more. So that's been nice. But yeah, for me, it's mostly just like trying to find things to keep me occupied. So I'm not just sleeping or, you know, being lazy. I've kind of developed this problem though, where I'm not sleeping at night. I just keep waking up and stuff. Like, I'll wake up and I'll sit up on the edge of the bed and then just be like half asleep and whatnot. And I'll just start falling back and then all of a sudden catch myself. And it's really freaking my wife out, but I get overly tired during the day and then I end up just like sitting in the chair falling asleep. And so a lot of it's just like keeping me going, keeping myself occupied. The other thing for me is, even though we do live in town here, we have a fairly decent sized backyard. So raking's taking up quite a bit of time and they push back our leaf pickup and stuff. So getting the yard cleaned up and doing all that. We got some like shears and trimmers and stuff in, so we're gonna have to start going through that. But yeah, man, for me, it's mostly just been like trying to stay positive, and keep myself occupied. Like tomorrow's going to be my big laundry day. I'm just going to hopefully bust out all the laundry tomorrow. But yeah, it was super weird. Like we had a couple days where we're up in the 60s and all of a sudden, like we dropped back down into the mid 30s, low 40s, but it is what it is, man. That's how it is where we live. I know I talked about, I picked up the Kyrie Flytrap 3s and the Black Satin Jordan 1s last weekend, or a few weeks back. I remember talking about that on last week's episode. Haven't really picked anything else up. I'm really hoping, you know, once things kind of get back to normal here and I can go like hit up the thrift shops and stuff, I'm hoping I'll be able to find some heat at one of them places. And it's also just been, like I said before, it's been tough without sports, but like it has been pretty cool, like being able to go back and like last week ESPN had on the game 5 of the 2004 NBA Finals when the Pistons won the title. That was really cool to go back over that. I think it was that same night they were playing the 2000, I think it was the 2014 finals. See, 2013 or 2014, I don't remember. But one of those LeBron Heat finals against the Spurs, that was a good one. It's been cool going back and seeing all that stuff, keeping, you know, being able to keep occupied with that. And like I said, I've been trying to keep my Facebook presence up. I'm trying to share a lot more. I have a lot more written things. I am currently working on a website. We'll see how far that gets. Unfortunately, I'm not very good with that type of stuff. And even though, like, I'm using, like, a website builder that's meant for, like, most people, I still have a hard time with it. So, we'll have to see how that goes. I'm hoping to, like I said, I'm hoping to be able to get myself into a routine where I can get these podcasts out on a much more consistent basis, because I know that's probably a lot of you guys' problem, and I apologize for that. For me, I have a difficult time keeping up with that consistency, and I know that I need to. So I figured I'd start doing this. This is one of those things that kind of took that I'm kind of stealing from the Sneaker Podcast. And every week they talk about what'd you wear today or whatever. I didn't actually go anywhere today. We had to run out to my wife's grandma's last week, and I actually wore a pair of Pony Top Stars. They were a black canvas upper with a white chevron on them. And then the only other thing that I've worn out, last week I did wear my Gary V's out. Super comfy. This shoe's just blown me away. I've already been looking into getting a pair of the high tops. And then the other thing that I broke out is the Jordan 20 3/4 cut. Actually, hold on, I have the box right here. Yeah, it's white, metallic silver, and deep garnet. Those are super dope. I think those are super underrated. That shoe's probably what the Jordan 20 low actually should have been, but that's a different conversation for a different day. Anyway, let's get into the sneaker talk. I got a lot of stuff to run through, so it's going to be a good time. All right, we got a ton to run through here. Just upcoming stuff. Let's just start right off with the Jordan 1 OG High. It was a Japan exclusive. It was the metallic silver, neutral gray, whatever. I believe it's called metallic silver. There's neutral gray in it too. They originally came out in 2002. Obviously it's the same shoe. There's a little bit of confusion as to whether, because I want to say the O2s actually had like a mid cut versus like what the OGs are. So I'm assuming these are actually going to be the high top OG. And then I think it's all going to have Nike Air branding instead of the Jumpman, like the Jumpman on the heel and that stuff. Those are rumored to be dropping in July, on July 25th, for $170. Coming up in a few weeks here, we got the Air Jordan 13 Flints dropping. They will have the reflective, the 3M reflective in the navy mesh. It's a classic colorway, man. It is a classic colorway, especially for, you know, in today's world where we're seeing so many colorways that aren't, not necessarily aren't original, but so many just weird colorways on retros. So it's a clean, crisp classic. I'm glad to see it returning. Next up, we got the Air Jordan 11 Low Women's Concord. These things I think are dope. And if I can find a 13.5 in women's, maybe a 13, I might try and cop them. They have a white upper. The patent leather mud guard is actually that Concord purple. White midsole and then icy white or icy outsole. Really, really dope. Those are dropping May 22nd for $185. Next up we have the Air Jordan 1 Zoom High in a rage green. These things I think are actually pretty dope. They have like a green base to them. That it's got like a thicker, like more hairy suede, then a black leather overlay. There's a green lining. No official release date. Thinking $175. That's what the other Zoom ones went for. And then we have a Air Jordan 1 High OG. women's tie-dye. These things are horrendous if you ask me. They have a white side panel with a blue tie-dye overlay that looks a lot like some acid wash jeans. And I don't know what it is. I'm gonna skip down to it here in my notes here. There's the Air Jordan 1 wash denim lows that are supposed to be coming out. Like, those things actually look good. These mid tops, they look horrible, and I can't pinpoint what it is that makes them look so bad. They have a blue tie dye overlay. There's a black vamp and tongue and swoosh. And like I said, it looks like some acid wash. I don't know what it is, but the low tops look good. So I don't know. Anyway, the high tops are, we're looking what, June 11th for $170. Those low tops, we don't have an actual release date for yet. Next up, we got the Air Jordan 3 Midnight Navy. These things are actually fire, if you ask me. It's pretty similar to a Georgetown colorway. Basically the same colorway as your black cements. Just instead of black, you have the navy. And then, like, on the tongue, it has... there's a gray tongue, navy Jumpman. I didn't actually see the heel. I'm assuming that it's going to have a Jumpman. But they look real dope. But those aren't supposed to be dropping until March of next year. Also, the rumor has it the Air Jordan 3 Cool Gray will be returning early 2021. I would like to see that shoe come back. It's a really, really clean shoe. Was a lifestyle shoe back in like 2007, I believe. Back when Jordan had the lifestyle line and all that. Next up, we have... I've talked about the shoe before. We have the Air Jordan 11 White Bread. White Concord, Bread Concord, whatever the hell it is you want to call it. The sad thing is, like, I don't think this is actually that bad of a shoe. It's just the fact that they're trying to give it the nickname of the white bread, or, you know, just bothers me. So I can't fuck with them. Anyway, you know, white upper, black patent mud guard, white midsole, red outsole, you know, those are going to be dropping June 6th for $1.85. Also, rumor has it we're going to see another Air Jordan 1 UNC to Chicago, or I'm sorry, we're going to have another Jordan 1 UNC come out, but this time it's going to have the kind of Chicago 1 feel, where that UNC blue replaces where all the red would be on the Chicago ones. These things are fire. I hope that they do come out, and I would love to get my hands on a pair. The color blue, like, I don't know if it is actually different than the color blue that they use on the university, or the university blue ones, like the white ones. I don't know if it's that the color is different, or if it's just that, like, the way that there's a black makes it hit different, or what, but this color is just so perfect. Like I said, I'm really hoping we see those. Rumor has it be $170. And then another rumor is we're going to be getting the Air Jordan 11 IE, or low IE, black cement back. I hate the 11 IEs. I think they're all horrible. I don't understand why they ever did it. That's just me, though. Hey. Like I said, there is no official release date or information or anything for those. Next up, I'm super pumped about this. We have the LeBron 7 Media Days coming out. So, rumor has it that LeBron actually had two colorways of the shoe made up, and rather than going with the all yellow or the all purple, he rocked one of each. Thankfully, he did that, because we're getting this pack. I shouldn't say pack. We're getting this pair with the right shoe in purple with a yellow outsole. It's going to have a purple airbag. The left shoe is yellow, purple outsole, yellow airbag. I mean, these things are clean. They're dropping May 16th. Retails $200. I want to get my hands on a pair of these. I'm going to try and figure that out. These things are so fire. So fire. And as I've said before, like, I love the LeBron 7. It's one of my favorite shoes. I really do want to get my hands on these. Next up, we actually got a couple Kobe's to talk about. We got the Kobe 5 Protro in a alternate Bruce Lee colorway. Everybody knows the classic Bruce Lee, where they're the majority yellow with all the black lining. These ones are different. They're actually the upper is white and black. It has like the little battle wounds on the forefoot, like the yellow version does. There's a red outline on the swoosh, and then the silver Kobe logo on the tongue, and then the heel has some yellow accents. The Kobe signature on the back is yellow as well. There is no official release date. They'd be $180 when they drop. And then this early next year, we're going to see the Kobe 6 Protro in the All-Star colorway. And I know there's a lot of cats really pumped about this, because the Kobe 6 was a super comfortable shoe. So they're really hoping that an update on that will be even better. I would be willing to bet if those are going to drop, they're going to drop sometime around the All-Star game next year, or sometime around the end of January of next year. Next up, we got the Nike Dunk SB Low 711. These things are mad dope. It does bring me back to the days where I first started getting into Nike SBs, and we had all these themes of all these themes coming all the time. So I really like them. These have a red toe box, a green side panel on them, and then an orange like rear quarter that has the 7-Eleven logo on it. The lining is red. The Nike branding on the heel is in like a 7-Eleven theme. Like, it's really cool. And then they have a gum outsole. We don't know officially when they're coming. I'm assuming it's going to be sometime within the next couple months. But these are super, super dope. Really looking forward to those. Another shoe that one colorway has already dropped, but I still want to talk about it. The Off-White Rubber Dunk P6000. These things are absolute fire, and I don't know why I like them so much. I think they're such a dope shoe. The way that it looks is like perfect. Like I said, I don't remember when the first colorway dropped, the Black Vault one. But they retail at $180. Have fun trying to find them. And then there is a second colorway that I've seen, but I can't really remember it right now. We'll talk about that later. Next up we have, I'm super excited about this. It is the 50th anniversary of the Adidas Superstar this year. So, we have a Run DMC Superstar coming up. Those of you that have hung around long enough, you heard my podcast about Run DMC. If you haven't, go back and listen to it. Run DMC is very, very influential to me as how I got into hip hop and how I got more into sneakers. So I'm very, very excited about this shoe. There's no release date, no real release information. It's going to be like a standard white, black Superstar. But there's a red, it has a red heel tab with the red trefoil on the back. And then along the side of the first stripe where it normally says Superstar, you have the Run DMC logo. On the tongue, you have the Run DMC logo. These shoes mean I have tried many times to get my hands on a pair of any Run DMC Superstar. And I've struck out every time. I'm hoping I'm going to be able to get a pair of them. Run DMC holds a very special spot in my heart, so it would mean a ton to me. But I digress. So that's going to be it for this week's pod. Thank you guys so very much for listening. It means the world to me. Like, comment, leave a review, subscribe to the podcast, please. It really helps. It really, really helps. Also, go follow me on social media. My handle is at BigGeeSmores. That's at BIGGIE_SMORES. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and TikTok there. I'm kind of messing around with TikTok a little bit. Still trying to learn it. But you can find me anywhere there. DM me. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't. And the only way I can make this podcast better is with your guys' help. With that being said, as always, if you are struggling, don't be scared to reach out. Life is tough. Life will beat you up. Life will get you down. Life is also very, very precious. And you only have one. And believe it or not, yours affects countless others. If you need help, reach out for it. The world is a much better place with you in it. Thank you guys once again for listening. You guys are the best. Peace and much love to you.